奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边一起来遵守纪念享受安息圣日。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, that we are here to worship and to remember and also to enjoy the Sabbath day.
很高兴在这边能够跟大家一起来享受这样的一个日子。
I am very happy to be here, to join with brother and sister, in worshiping Sabbath.
照圣经的应许，主耶稣，神会祝福我们。
According to the promise that is given to us in the Bible, that God will bless us indeed.
我们放下世上一切，来这边享受他从天上降下的，在地上供给的各样的福气。
As he has promised that we spare this one day of the week to come here to worship him, and that he will bless us abundant blessings in heaven and also on earth.
那我们请来看启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
启示录十二章十四节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 14.
启示录在新约圣经最后三百六十六页。
It's the last book of the New Testament.
启示录十二章十四节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 14.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、两载、半载。
Verse 14, but the woman was given two wings of great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and a times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent.
我们在这里用这个一个动作来当我们的题目，就是要飞到旷野。
Using an action included in this verse, used as our topic today, to fly into the wilderness.
那我们看到这个飞到旷野，在圣经告诉我们的第一个，我们要先思考是谁飞到旷野。
And so first thing we need to ponder is who is flying into the wilderness.
他怎么飞到旷野
？How does she fly into the wilderness?
那为什么飞到旷野
？And why does she fly into the wilderness?
不飞到旷野会怎么样
？If she did not fly into the wilderness, what will happen to her?
这些问题都是在我们这个启示录里面你可以得到答案的。
All these questions can be answered by studying the book of Revelations.
我们从十四节往上往下来看。
And so we will go before verse 12 and also after verse 12 to study these questions.
飞到旷野，谁飞到旷野
？Flying to the wilderness, who?
就是这个妇人。
It is this woman.
那妇人是谁
？And who is this woman referring to?
如果我们看从十二章第一节，我们看就知道。
And if we look at the beginning of chapter 12, we will understand.
十二章第一节在介绍这个妇人。
In chapter 12, verse 1, it gave an introduction about this woman.
十二章第一节说，天上那出现大异象。
And it said, now a great sign appeared in heaven.
这里的天象是指着灵界，并不是说以后要去永远的天国。
Here is referring to the spiritual realm. It is not referring to the heavenly kingdom.
那这就是说，在灵界里面有一个大异象。
And so it's saying that in the spiritual realm there is a great sign.
因为启示录第四章，如果你从第四章是启示录的真正的开始，那时候呢，天上门开了。
If we go back to the Revelation chapter 4, that's the real beginning of Revelation in which the heavens opened.
所以启示录第四章天上的门一开，整个启示录都你各位可以看到天上去了。
Because once chapter 4, the doors of heaven was opened, then you can see through all the revelations.
所以天上出现的异象你可以看到。
And so when this great sign appeared in heaven, we can see it.
这是灵界的门开了。
This is the opening of the spiritual realm.
那其实我们已经知道，如果你从启示录第一章开始看的话，启示录是给每个人的。
If you look into Revelation chapter 1, it is addressed to all people.
你只要是在真耶稣教会受洗了。
As long as you are baptized in the true Jesus Church,
你只要是得到圣灵了。
As long as you have received the Holy Spirit,
你只要诚心的来查考了。
If you study the Bible with a diligent heart,
这个信息是给你的。
And then this message is for you.
那接下来他说这个十二章第一节有一个妇人呢。
And so chapter 12 verse 1 it said there was this woman.
这个妇人出现在这里。
A woman began over here.
那妇人呢？她的打扮是身披日头。
And that she was clothed with the sun.
这不是真正的你把一个日头太阳放到你身上你老早烧死了。
It is not to say that she literally clothed herself with the sun, otherwise she would burn.
也不可能你还没到太阳已经融掉了。
If we even draw close to the sun, we will melt.
那这里的太阳是指着主耶稣。
So here the sun is referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
你看马拉基书四章第二节。
If we look into Malachi chapter 4.
那边这边说是预言的耶稣就是那公义的日头。
And it says that Jesus is the Son of Righteousness.
撒母耳记下第二十二章我这样讲就可以你听就可以了。
And also recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 22.
如果你有记录你把它记下来。撒母耳记下23章第4节。
If you would like to record, you could record this down 2 Samuel chapter 23 and 24.
这边说他必像日出以晨光。
In chapter 22, verse 23 and 24, it said that he is like...
23章第4节。
And also chapter 23, verse 4.
这描写神就是那个日头。
He is like the light of the morning when the sun rises.
那我们来批日头。
And so in reference to the sun,
但我们很知道的就是加拉太书第三章二十七节说，你受洗就是披戴基督，就是披戴耶稣了。
To be clothed with the sun is in reference to also Revelation chapter 3:23, in which we clothe ourselves with Christ.
这是白白赐给你的。
And this baptism has been given to us freely.
妇人是指着全体的教会。
And so this woman is about the completeness of the church.
就是有宝血所覆盖的真耶稣教会。
And this is the true church which has been washed away with his precious blood.
这是典礼性的披戴。
And this is a certain appointment.
这是一个 sacramental 的那个。
It's gone through a sacrament.
借着洗礼你披戴基督这白白赐给你的。
And that through baptism, that the sacrament that we have clothed ourselves with Christ.
你再看罗马书第十三章十四节。
And if we look into Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
这里也是披戴耶稣哦。
And it says to put on Lord Jesus Christ.
这里的披戴不是典礼性的披戴。
But to put on Lord Jesus Christ here is not in reference to something that's sacramental.
这里讲的是道德性的灵性的披戴。
And it is talking about in its spiritual, in our spirituality.
你就是要有好的行为，不放纵情欲了。
And that is that we must have good works and make no provision for the flesh.
所以我们整体的教会，无论在属灵的洁净的圣洁上披戴基督。
And so this complete church, that after we have been cleansed through the baptism of Christ, that we have clothed ourselves with Christ.
在整体的那个行道上也是披戴基督的。
And that as a whole body, that we have covered ourselves with the conduct of Christ.
所以这是指的教会 远景了，以后一定要这样子的。
And so it's prefiguring the church that it will be like so.
不只是有耶稣宝血的覆盖，并且也有道德性的实践。
And not only through the baptism of the precious blood of Christ, but also through our good conduct.
那对我们每个信徒也是一样的。
And so this is also directed to each believer.
受洗披戴基督。
That we must be baptized and clothe ourselves with Christ.
这是典礼性的披戴。
This is in terms of the sacramental.
接下来我们行道，这就是再披戴基督，这就是灵性灵修的披戴。
And then when we conduct our livelihood in our daily life, that we need to also put on Christ, and that we have the spiritual cultivation.
那这个妇人呢？四章第一节，接下来说头戴色心的冠冕。
And then it continues that this woman. Had
脚踏月亮
The moon was under her feet.
脚踏月亮，然后再戴色星的冠冕。
And then on her head was a garland of 12 stars.
她脚是踏着月亮的。
Her feet stepped upon the moon.
创世纪一章十六节告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, it tells us
有一个小的光，就是月亮，它管夜。
And that there was the moon that rules the night.
月亮是在晚上的，月亮是晚上出现的。
The moon comes out at night.
它是管夜的。
And she rules over the night.
当然，在这边所讲的是象征性的话语。
And of course, this also prefigures something else.
这个以弗所书第六章十二节告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it also tells us,
以弗所书6章12节说, 魔鬼是管辖幽暗世界的。
It says that Satan is the ruler of darkness.
所以踏月也是象征着能够超越、能够控制、能够辖管这个罪恶。
And so to have the moon under her feet is to also prefigure that she is able to overcome and to rule over and be victorious over the powers of Satan.
脚踏月亮。
Her feet, the moon was under her feet.
这神给我们教会的一个权柄。
And this is an authority in which God has given to His church.
也是给我们每个信徒的权柄。
And it has also been given to His believers.
我们看罗马书,
if we turn to the book of Romans,
16章,
chapter 16,
罗马书16章20节,
Romans chapter 16, verse 20.
罗马书16章20节,
Romans chapter 16, verse 20.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。And
the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
谁践踏撒旦？
Who steps Satan under their feet?
神哦，
It is God.
神才有权柄践踏。
Only God is able to crush Satan under the feet.
践踏撒旦，是不是神用他的脚践踏？
But to crush Satan under his feet, did God use his own feet to crush Satan?
不是。
It is not.
神践踏撒旦在你的脚下。
For it says here, God will crush Satan under your feet.
这是讲说神的能力赋予你，你有权柄。 胜过、赢过撒旦、践踏，你看到一只臭虫，或是很坏虫。
And that is to say, the God of heaven gives us His power and authority in which we can crush Satan under our feet.
践踏绝对不是很轻轻的踩的。
If we step or we crush something, it's not like we step on it lightly. But that is, means that we are completely able to overcome.
所以我们这个妇人是整体的教会，也是。 个别人，我们应该有这样的信心。
And so this woman, which resembles the church, and also each believer, we must have this firm belief.
神已经践踏魔鬼在你的脚下。
For God has allowed that we are able to crush Satan under our feet.
不要常常说，哎，遇到什么事情了，哎，或是魔鬼工作了，哎，看看是不是教会负责人，或是那个林弟兄，是不是哎能够胜过。 看看你啊，在你脚下有没有？
Let us not think that if there's some difficulty or in which we look to the council or the ministers of the church and to whether it is they are able to crush it under their feet, but we should observe it if we are able to crush it under our feet.
嗯，神已经把撒旦践踏在你的脚下了。
For God of peace will crush Satan under your feet.
接下来，她头戴色星的冠冕。
And then she had on her head a garland of 12 stars.
冠冕是荣耀的。
This garland, this crown is glorious.
并且是12个星。
And it here has 12 stars.
整体教会来讲的话，这星代表的就是信徒。
In terms of the body of the church, this stars resembles the members.
启示录第一章这边也告诉我们了哈，第二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20, it also tells us.
讲那个星哦,
it tells about the stars.
星就是教会的使者。
Here it says the 7 stars are the angels of the churches.
我们每个都是神的使者。
We are all the angels of God.
你只要被神用出去传福音，你只要被神用当神的仆人，你就是神的使者了。
As long as you are sent by God to do His good work, and as you serve God, we are all considered as the angels of God.
并且是在神的手中。
And we are in His hand.
你绝对不会拿一个臭虫放在你手上了。You
will not put a disgusting worm in your hand.
一定是明珠啊，才会放手上。But
you will take something that is like precious, like a pearl, and put it and hold it in your hands.
那星，这边说，你看但以理书4章第3节。If
we look into Daniel chapter 12,
verse 3。
Here it says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
你带人来归义了。
If we turn many to righteousness,
在神看来你是发亮的星。
In the eyes of God, we are like shining as bright like that of a star.
星也可以暗淡无光啊。
The star can also take away darkness.
星也可以亮晶晶。
The star sparkles and shines.
使人归义。你就是一个明亮的星啊。
So those who turn many to righteousness is like stars forever.
并且使人归义，这是存到永远的了。
And it's someone who turn many to righteousness will endure forever.
所以耶稣才说你们要求那个什么，直到永生的工匠。
And that is why Lord Jesus said that we must achieve the crown of enduring righteousness.
就是传福音了。
And that is we must preach the gospel.
你把人带到永生来。他得到永生，你的工价是永远的。
That we lead others into everlasting life, and our reward is everlasting.
我们每个人都是神很宝贵的心。
Each one of us are precious stars in the eyes of God.
那生命记那个三十三章第三节告诉我们。
In Deuteronomy chapter 33,
生命记三十三章哈。
Deuteronomy chapter 33,
第三节。
Verse 3.
这里讲说神疼爱百姓。
Here it says how God loves his people.
神是爱。
God is love.
你不要把神想到是一个后母，常常拿着棍子放在后面，看看，哎，到底你有没有做错，或是警察哦，哎，警察都是躲在那个路旁边，他绝对不会说，哎，我警察来了，躲在那里，哎，看到了就抓你了。
Let us not think, picture God like a stern a woman that has a rod in her hand constantly looking for punishment or a hidden policeman that tries to catch the thieves.
神不是警察了。
God is not like that of a police officer.
我们有时候把神想当成警察，所以怕警察。小孩子，警察来了，吓得半死。
Oftentimes we may picture God as someone like a police officer in which we have this fear.
神疼爱百姓了。
But here said God loves his people.
并且说众圣徒都在他的手中。
And it continued to say all his saints are in his hand.
在手上，神的手里，一方面看顾，一方面怎么样保护。
In his hands that he constantly can watch over them and also protect them.
所以教会是以色心冠冕。
And so this church has the garland of the 12 stars.
你就是教会头上那个冠冕之中的一颗星。
You are one of the stars upon the crown of this woman.
所以这个妇人你看头脚。
And so if we look into this woman, her head and her feet,
她身上所披的。
And what she is clothed with.
这要看出教会以后的荣耀。
You will see that the future glory of the church.
但是这个教会现在就是我们呢。
And so church today is us.
在时空之下，现在就轮到你跟我了。
Under time and space, it is in reference to you and I.
我们看十二章第二节启示录。
Let's look into chapter 12, verse 2 of Revelation.
她怀了孕了。
And then she was being with a child.
在生产的艰难中，疼痛呼叫。
And so she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth.
时代越来越艰难。
The society and the world we live in becomes harder to live.
来信耶稣也越来越不容易啊。
It's harder to hold on to our faith and to believe in Jesus.
这几年我在非洲工作也是这样子。
These last few years, I realized this when I was doing my work in Africa.
你福音开始传的时候很快啊。
When the gospel is spread, it spreads very quickly.
好像挡都挡不住哎。
It seems like it's very hard to have any work hindering it.
接下来有一个阶段是沉淀的时候。
And then there is a calm period.
那接下来是要上进的时候，那是很难哦。
And then it becomes a more of a critical stage when it's very hard.
有时候拉锯战，拉锯战就拉拉去拉拉拉去啊。
It's like a tug of war.
我们只要想讲使徒时代，对不对？
So it's like the apostle times.
我们一想到说哇，三千、五千洗礼，对不对
？When we think about time of the apostle, about 3,000 and 5,000 being baptized.
我们讲到使徒时代都是讲那个而已，那是开始而已。你看后面辛苦的半死哦。
But if we look carefully into the time of Acts, that was only the beginning. But at the end, it was very hard for them to keep the faith.
保罗讲章准备了半天，他到那个亚历巴谷讲了半天，人家下来笑得半死。几个人甚至说要几个人跟随，你说 保罗没有祷告，讲道讲不好，人家三千五千人，你怎么几个人还人家还笑你？同样，保罗啊。
We observe how Paul tries so hard in preparing his sermons, and he comes down, and everyone mocked and laughed at him. Not many people follow after him, and maybe we can have the excuse and say, "Oh, Paul did not pray enough, or he did not prepare enough, because the other apostles were able to baptize 3,000, 5,000."
是越来越难的。
But actually, it gets harder and harder.
门开的时候，那个恩典门开的时候，真的是神大大。
When the door of grace is open, it indeed has great mighty work of and the blessings of God.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
每一个属灵的人要真的要来进入到真耶稣教会以后，现在是一个灵战，都是要每个都是，要花很多的功夫的。这边用什么来讲呢？生产的艰难，并且呢，疼痛呼叫。
Each individual, after they have come into the door of salvation, each individual needs to strive diligently and strive very hard in order to preserve and to cultivate their spirituality. As it is mentioned here in verse 2, that this woman cried out in labor and in pain to give birth.
我们弟兄有陪自己的太太进产房就知道。
If any brothers have accompanied his wife into the when his wife is about to give birth,
我印象中，我没有听过我太太叫过，就是痛的，或是怎么叫。
I do not remember my wife crying out in pain when she was giving birth.
我第一次跟她进产房的时候，我不是说看到血或是看到什么会害怕，我是听到她叫，我快要晕倒。我说，不会叫的人怎么叫到这样子，吓死人了。
And so,
我不习惯了，怎么会叫到这样子？你没听过吗？
I've never heard her scream before, but that was the first experience in which when I went into the operating room, and it was not the blood or the way the baby came out that frightened me, but it was her screams.
当然，感谢主啊！到第四次的时候，我说叫大声一点。
But thanks to the grace of God, when she was giving to the fourth time, that I encouraged her to even scream louder.
因为我晓得那个指针已经到了很痛的时候，叫她不叫，赶快真的叫。
Because the pain threshold was, she was getting to her pain threshold, and so maybe crying out would help.
这个妇人是大叫的，这边是疼痛呼叫，教会会叫的，你不要以为说教会不会叫。
And so this woman cried out in pain and in labor, and so do not think that the church will not cry out.
真耶稣教会。到这个时候会叫的。
True Jesus Church,
艰难。
In this period of time, she will indeed cry out in pain.
因为这是一个征战的时候。
Because this is a time in which of greatest struggle.
我们一般所想的是说，天下太平没事嘛，对不对？这样最好嘛，耶稣带来和平啊。
Perhaps in our mind, we constantly think that under the heavens, the world is at peace, and that God give us constant peace.
这是对的。
This is also true.
那接下来主耶稣会放火啊。
But at the end, we also see that God sent out the fire.
这我们比较少讲就是了。
But we hardly talk about this.
我想我们在座都是很信主、很坚强的信徒了哈。
I believe everyone sitting here are faithful Christians.
接下来道理就是那个路加福音主耶稣讲的。
As it is written in the book of Luke.
路加福音十二章四十九节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 49.
耶稣说：“我来要把火丢在地上。”你想说你这个主耶稣好像强盗啊？
You look at Jesus came, he said, I will come to send fire on the earth and how I wish it was already kindled.
谁放火?
Who kindled the fire?
又是说,我来怎么样?第五节,五十一节,你们以为我来是要叫地上太平吗?我告诉你们不是,乃是要叫人纷争。
In verse 51, Jesus said, do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division.
教会这个时候就要很艰难。疼痛呼叫了。
The church during this period will be crying out in labor and in great pain.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not also forget.
教会是得胜了，已经先得胜了。
The church is victorious and has already overcome.
她是身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴色星的冠冕。
For she has clothed herself with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars.
虽然是这样子，还会疼痛。
Even so, she will cry out in pain.
那为什么会遇到这样的情况呢?
And so why is it that she is met with such a kind of difficulty?
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为后面有一条龙。
Because right behind her is a dragon.
也是天上的。
It's also appeared in heaven.
这是灵界的了。
This is also pertaining to the spiritual.
在灵界出现异象。 一条大红龙,
in the spiritual realm, another sign appeared, that the red fiery dragon appeared.
这是启示录第12章第3节,
this is recorded in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
它七头十角,
having 7 heads and 10 horns.
这很厉害的,
it's very powerful.
头就是思想的出来的地方,
heads contains thoughts.
脚就是能力,
and having feet and the horns means power.
动物,牛啊, 那个野兽,他们是用脚,
if you look into the animals like the bulls and any animals that have horns,
这个龙有思想, 七个头啊, 又有10个脚,
they are very powerful. And here it says this dragon has 7 heads and 10 horns.
但它最厉害的是什么?
But what is the most deadliest?
它的荣耀是什么?
What is its glory?
头,
its head.
因为它的七个头上戴着7个冠冕,
because upon the 7 heads contain 7 diadems.
它尾巴厉害,
and its tail also is very powerful.
一扫天上的星三分之一都扫下来了,
that is able to drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth.
龙不要用头啦,只要用尾巴就可以扫三分之一人。
This dragon doesn't even need to use his head, but he just swipe his tail and is able to throw 1/3.
如果你看以赛亚书9章15节,
if you look into Isaiah chapter
9, 这是讲到尾巴了,
it talks about the tail.
龙可以利用教会或是利用那个道理,混乱的道理来让人跌倒。
The Satan can use the words of chaos in order to throw people.
9章15节,
let's look into Isaiah chapter 9, verse 15.
长老跟尊贵人就是头了, 以谎言叫人的先知就是尾,
the elder and the honorable, he is the head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail.
我看14节,
look into verse 14.
因此耶和华一日之间必从以色列中剪除头与尾,种子与芦苇。
Therefore, the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day.
嗯, 头跟尾呢?
It's the head and tail.
这龙的尾巴一扫三分之一,
and so this swiping of this dragon's tail is able to draw 1/3 of the stars of heaven.
所以感谢神,我们能够,还能够来参加聚会,我们还能够保守在主里面,这是很大的恩典,也是很大的祝福啊。
And thanks to the grace of God, this is abundant grace and His blessing and protection that we are able to still come to church and worship.
你年纪慢慢越大,你越想跟你一起受洗的,或是你小时候同班的那些人,到现在还热心的,有几个? 你想想看。
If you think back to the years of your journey in this faith, and thinking back of your childhood brother and sisters, or the ones that you have been baptized with, are they able to also, are they still in the faith?
我们还留着。
But we are still here.
这就是恩典呢。
This itself is great grace.
那这个龙甩掉三只一之后呢? 龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前,等他生产之后要吞吃他的小孩。
And after this dragon drew 1/3 of the stars of heaven, threw them into the earth, that the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child.
这个不怕。
We shall not fear.
龙若在你面前的话, 常常赢的啦。
If the dragon is constantly before us, he will win.
他是站在妇人的面前。
As the dragon stood before the woman,
从我们正式教会历史来看, 每次如果魔鬼直接的攻击逼迫, 如果你晓得这是魔鬼攻击逼迫, 每次教会一定赢, 并且教会发展。
Basically, if we look into the history of our church, every time Satan have a direct attack right, very directly to the church or to us, we are always victorious.
我们看第五节,
let's look into verse 5.
妇人生了一个男孩子,生了。
And so she bore a male child,
对, 是将要用那个铁杖管辖万国的,
who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron.
他就被带到神的宝座那里去了。
And her child was called up to God in his throne.
第六节,
6.
这妇人就怎么样呢? 逃到旷野。
After this, the woman fled into the wilderness.
其实我们今天的题目是一半而已啦。
And so actually today our topic is only contains half.
从逃到旷野到废到旷野, 其实这是 一个大题目的两半,
and so from fleeing into the wilderness and flying into the wilderness is we're only talking about half of the portion of this greater topic.
魔鬼直接攻击的时候, 逃到旷野,
when Satan directly attacks, that we are to flee into the wilderness.
你怎么逃?
How do we flee?
在当时一讲逃就是脚底抹油就溜了。
When here it talks about fleeing, it's just that we turn away and we run.
就是用脚跑的了。
That we use our feet to run.
你自己跑就可以了。
That we can just use our own feet to escape.
所以逃过了。
And so she is able to run away.
她逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方。
So she fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God.
她在那里多久？
How long was she there?
她被养活1260天。
She was fed there for 1260 days.
以当时算日的话，一个月30天，一年是360天。
According to this, the day in which 30 days in a month and 365 days in a year.
1360天刚好是三年半。
And so 1260 days is about 3.5 years.
面对魔鬼直接的攻击，其实我们都会赢的。你只要说这是魔鬼工作，就赢了。
When we are confronted with the direct attack from Satan, and we notice that it is the work of Satan very directly, we are able to overcome because we know that it is the work of Satan.
我们有时候不知道嘞。
But the problem is sometimes we do not know.
有一次我在一个地方洗礼，在那个地方叫 Agoro.
At one time I was in Agoro, conducting baptism.
有34个人洗礼。
There were about 34 people being baptized.
因为那一次刚好有一个实习生跟我一起去。
And so there was also a student in training that went with me there.
那我下去洗礼，他在岸上。
And so I went into the water to conduct baptism, and he was up on the shore.
洗到一个妇人的时候。
And so when I was about to baptize a woman,
因为在那边洗礼，常常有人洗完礼之后就很奇妙，他们会得到圣灵哎，那就他们常常就洗完礼之后就跪在那个岸边祷告，哇，圣灵很充满。
And many times in that place, after they have people have received baptism, after they've risen from the water and pray at the shore, they will receive Holy Spirit.
那也很常说洗礼完之后呢。他就讲灵言哦，就。
Or even that when they rise out of the water, that they can speak in tongue.
那洗到一个妇人的时候。
And so when I was baptizing this woman,
洗起来她也是在叫嘞。
And she
别人以为她在讲灵言呢，我说奇怪，怎么这样子
？She was actually.
但是不太一样，就是。
She was actually crying out, and other people mistaken her as though she received the Holy Spirit, but I felt this is quite awkward.
因为是排队一个来的，所以洗完要赶快走了。
Because
他不太能够走哎，奇怪，我有看过说坐轮椅洗了，然后慢慢可以自己走上来，怎么这个洗了拉不太起来啊？叫两个人硬把他抬上去啊。
Because there was a line of people, so we have to move the line along. But this woman, after she was baptized, it was very difficult for her to walk out of the water and needed the help of two other people. I've seen cases in which people are carried in as through wheelchair and able to, after baptism, actually walk on their own. But in this case, she had a hard time walking.
那我继续洗礼了。
And so I just continue with baptism.
那就把她带到后面去了。
And then later, they took her to the back.
那我一边洗哎，奇怪，他们那个实习的传道说，哇，在那边祷告了。
And as I was still conducting baptism, all of a sudden I hear the student who is the TDP student in training was praying very hard on the shore.
围着那个人祷告。
And there was a group of people surrounding this woman and praying.
那我这边洗完了。
And so after I finished my baptism,
我就去了。
And so I went to see.
看他怎么也没有跪，那个妇人就坐在那里这样哀哀叫。
And this woman was not kneeling in prayer, but she was just sitting there and just screaming and crying.
我说不要祷告了。
I said, don't pray anymore.
因为要拍手就他们就不祷告就是了。
And so they concluded their prayer.
那我就问那个妇人说，你到底干什么了？
And I asked the woman what's going on.
但是首先因为她哀叫一直叫。
And
也不是你，她也不是得到圣灵哦。
And she was screaming. It is very clear that she did not receive the Holy Spirit.
有点混乱
because it was very had a chaotic situation.
哎，别人说，哎，好像得了圣灵。
Other may think that she received the Holy Spirit.
得了圣灵不会在地上转。
But if you receive the Holy Spirit, you will not be spinning around on the ground.
那这时候呢，我说大家不用祷告。
And so at this time, I told
一下问清楚到底搞什么了。
I asked, I stopped the prayer and I asked her what is going on to find out what is actually going on.
情况不对，先奉耶稣名赶鬼。
And so it's because situation is not right, so in the name of Lord Jesus, cast out demon.
因为那个不是圣灵。
Because that was not the Holy Spirit.
一赶鬼的时候。
And after casting out Satan,
那妇人大叫。
And then this woman screamed again.
那妇人说，我们走了，我们走了。
And she cried out and said, we're leaving, we're leaving.
因为她讲话我听不懂就是了。那我就那个跟我在一起那个非洲的工人就说，他说他们走了。
And, because what she said, I could not understand her language, but the fellow worker, that student, translated for me and said that she's saying that we're leaving, we're leaving.
他本来就应该走。
And I said she should be leaving.
因为这个人本来是五旬节教会的信徒。
Because she was she was the a member of the Pentecostal church.
他还没到我们正式教会，已经得了邪灵了。
Before she even came to our church, she was also already possessed.
大家都不知道。
But no one knew.
她祷告也好像很有圣灵的样子啊。
And when she prayed, it seemed as though she also has the Holy Spirit.
洗的时候。
But in baptism,
魔鬼就出来了。
The Satan appeared.
魔鬼要走呢，还是不甘愿的。
And the Satan, although he was forced to leave, but he was unwilling to leave.
所以他整个没力气呢，要好像到最后好像。四个人好像抬死的什么东西一样抬上来。
And so it's like no strength and need to have four brothers to takes about four brothers to carry her off.
这时候可能很多人会很多的解释啊。
Of course, at this time, people observing on the side may have many different explanations.
这个太太哈，因为她怕水了，所以进到水里面心脏收缩了，是。
Maybe some people may explain.
吓到了，所以。
Oh, this woman is afraid of the water, and so when she got into the water, she was so frightened that she couldn't get out of the water. Maybe she never went into the water before, so therefore she's frightened.
有人讲这样，有人讲那样。
And so one may explain this way, another may explain another.
有人讲说神特别恩典哦，让她很感动了。
Or that people will say, oh, the grace of God is so great upon her, and she's so moved.
你就是自己祷告下去没有用的。
If we pray on our own, it's no use.
大家拼命祷告，拼命祷告。
And everyone pray very hard.
那魔鬼在那边很高兴哦，那大家祷告，祷告。
And then,
因为你不晓得他在那边乱了。
And then Satan's very happy over there, sitting over there, and say, "Yeah, go ahead and pray," because he doesn't. We do not know that he is at work.
你要看，这是魔鬼嘛。
But you have to be very able to see that this is the work of Satan.
不要装了。
And do not be pretend anymore.
哎，装的难看了，这个啊，实在是。
Pretending so ugly.
不用祷告。
No need to pray anymore.
大家要一致。
That everyone need to be unified.
这是魔鬼。
This is the work of Satan.
赶鬼。
We need to cast out Satan.
那就好了。
And then everything will be fine.
你跟他赶鬼说魔鬼不要假做，把拉起来说起来。
Cast,
他就起来了。
To cast out the Satan and say do not pretend anymore and to help her up.
就走回去了，走个半个小时。因为去洗礼要走半小时，好好的回到教会，好好的。
And then we walk back to church, which takes about half an hour, and then she was okay.
那再祷告就得到圣灵了。
And then she prayed afterwards, and she received the Holy
Spirit. 所以如果魔鬼正面的攻击的话，一定赢了。
And so if Satan directly confront us very clearly, we are very victorious.
怕的是被骗哦。
What we are afraid of is when we are deceived.
你看。逃到旷野自己逃。
And so here, this woman fled into the wilderness by her own feet.
我们看十三节啊。
If we look into and compare to verse 13, 启示录
四章十三节。
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 13,
龙见自己被甩在地上了。
And now when the dragon saw that he has been cast to the earth,
他就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child.
再次来了。
And so once again,
这次自己逃不了啊。
This time she was unable to flee on her own.
为什么？
Why?
你看第一次告诉我们龙是站在妇人的面前要吞吃对不对
The first time we observed that the dragon stood before the woman ready to devour.
当然这当中也可能有很多人被吃掉也说不定了。
And perhaps during this period of time, there are a lot of people who are devoured by Satan.
但是一定是赢的啦。
But still, overall, will be victorious.
那第二次呢？他又来了，他不是站在你面前吞你啊。
But second time, this dragon came again, but he is not standing before the woman and to devour her.
我们看第十五节。
Let's look into verse 15.
十五节这边说，蛇就在妇人身后，他前面攻不赢，他跑到后面来。
here says that the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like flood after the woman. He instead
他到后面做什么呢?
He went behind this woman to do what?
从口中吐出水,
to spew this great flood.
魔鬼实在是有个没有卫生的乱吐口水那个会被警察看到一定是抓去的
This dragon has no good hygiene spitting so nasty fluid against this woman
魔鬼是不卫生的啦
So Satan is without hygiene
你看从口里面吐出水来
And so this serpent spewed nasty water out of his mouth
但是他这个口水很厉害的
And actually, this water that out, came out of his mouth is very deadly.
你吐口水，从嘴里面吐水，吐到像河一样，吓死人。
If you think about spitting to the extent like a great flood, it's very scary.
这个龙有几个头啊?
Let us think, how many heads does this serpent have?
七头啊。
He has seven heads.
七个头是，你看七个头一次吐出来是七个口水。
And so if you think about these seven heads all at once spewing out water.
但这不是像我们这样吐的口水,那吐是整个的那个水啊。
Of course, it's not like us spitting only little drop, but this is like spewing out great floods of water.
有时候我们在仗着人多欺负人,说你一个人啊,我们几百个人,每个人吐一个口水,差不多你淹死了。
Sometimes we use
有时候人也是不卫生，用口水淹死人。
Sometimes we use an analogy that, oh, you are alone, and I have a group of people here with me. If we spit at you, you will be washed away by our spit.
这个龙的口水厉害。
And so the serpent spewed this deadly water.
它是从后面来的。
And he spewed this from behind.
它不是直接要吞你。
He is not devouring this you in front of you.
口水吐出来像河一样
And so he spewed this water out like flood
他从后面要冲你
He uses this flood from behind to try to wash you away
所以这可能是一下子的
And so this may be very a quick instant
一下子来 逃不了啊
It is so immediate that it is very difficult to flee
怎么办
And so what are we to do
所以才要飞啊
And therefore we need to fly
你水再多 一来怎么样 飞起来
No matter how much the water came at us, if we fly, then it has no effect. And so we are not to flee by ourselves anymore.
逃不掉,
for we are unable to flee by ourselves. We need to fly.
哎,
if we use our own hand, we are unable to fly.
所以第14节才告诉我们,
and that is why it is written in verse 14.
有大鹰两翅膀给那妇人,
that the woman was given two wings of a great eagle.
有没有神给你两个翅膀?
Do you have this great wing given by God?
这个翅膀是大鹰的翅膀。
And these wings are like that of a great eagle.
我们来看这个神本身，它就是一个大鹰。
If we look, that God Himself is a great eagle.
看出埃及记。
Let's look into the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记19章第4节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
19章第4节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
旧约圣经91页。 出埃及记19章第4节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself.
神如大鹰。
God is like the eagle.
把你背在翅膀。
He carried us upon his wings.
所以神就是用这样子的来带领人。
And so God uses this method to deliver his people.
你只要依靠神。
As long as we rely upon him.
所以等候神的，你好像如鹰。
And that's why it says, those who wait upon the Lord will soar on like eagles.
你不是你变鹰了，而是神给你大鹰的翅膀。
It's not that we become eagles, but that God has given us wings of an eagle.
给你神的能力。
To give us the power of God.
神的能力包含了圣灵的能力跟真理的能力跟神给你的属灵的能力。
And the power of God includes the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of His truth and His word, and also the power of our faith.
日子越来越逼近。
As the days become closer to an end.
时候越来越艰难。
As the time becomes harder,
道理要守到越来越难哦，不容易。
It becomes even more difficult for us to hold on to the truth.
但是我们一定要这那个什么, 大鹰的两个翅膀。
So therefore, we need these two wings of this great eagle.
越艰难，神给你的能力应该越大。
As we come into more difficult times, then the power that God gives us should even be greater.
这是应许啊。
This is a promise.
我们有时候怕怕的。
Many times we are actually hesitant and afraid.
你越怕，神有时候很难过呢。
The more we are afraid, actually it hurts the feelings of God.
神难过之后，神有时候会生气。
And when God is hurt, sometimes he will have his wrath.
你还记得吗？神跟摩西说。
Do you remember what God said to Moses?
你去跟那个带领以色列人。
Go and deliver the Israelites.
当然他一直要求神，这个要求那个了，他一直讲他的困难就是了。
Of course, Moses continuously gives his reason and his excuse about his difficulty.
这是需要的。
And this is his what he needs.
他没有逃避哦，我们不能说那个摩西逃避。
We can't say that Moses was trying to escape.
他也没有拒绝。
Or is that he was trying to reject?
他一直，他第一个他就说，我是谁？
And because he said first, who am I?
他没有说我不啊。
He did not say I will not go.
神说，我跟你同在，你是神同在的人。
And God said, I will be with you. You are one with the abidance of God.
好了，那是你跟我同在啊，你是谁？
And then he asked God, what is your name?
他一问，问出了几千年来。在研究，这是在探讨神里面绝对不会落掉的，就是神是自由拥有的唯一的答案。
And that,
他问出来的。
This question that Moses asked about God's name was includes many questions in which many people try to study.
好，我是谁？啊，你是谁
？And so he asked, "Who am I, and what is your name?"
啊，他很认识那些百姓啊。他说那些人哦，根本就不听我了。
And Moses also knows the people of Israel. He said, those people will not listen to me.
他不是拒绝。
He did not refuse God.
他只是遇到困难，面对着跟神诉说。
He only met with the obstacle, and therefore he just spoke directly to God about his obstacles. And so God said, go.
给你三把刷子。
I will give you three things.
三个神迹呢。
I'll give you three miracles.
两把刷子就够了，刷来刷去跟多一把，神说这个不信，那个不信，再多一把。
Probably two is enough to convince the people, but in order to have one more, just in case.
他想到自己了。
And so Moses thought to about and reflect to himself.
神啊，你虽然这些都好了，但是呢，你跟我应许这样子，但是我现在还是不行啊。
And so Moses said, although you have promised and given me these things, but I am still incapable.
自从你跟我讲话，我没有，我们常常不。一个错误观念，以为说神选召你了，你来做了，马上好像一步登天，今天变明天就完全不一样了。没有，有时候在磨练当中，完全的。
Sometimes we think about how God calls a person to His work, and that immediately this person will transform from day one to day two. But it is not so. There is a gradual process and gradual transformation and cultivation.
我们最喜欢听的保罗的故事。
We like to hear about the story of Paul.
哇，光照了。
How he was shined by this bright light.
趴地了。
And then he fell into the ground.
得圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
眼睛鳞片下来了。
And then the scales fell from his eyes.
到能力了。
And then he received his power.
变了一个人了。
And he changed into another man.
然后呢？
And then what?
他被送回家。
He was,
圣经再念下去。
If you continue reading, he was sent home.
处处碰壁。
And then he was met with many obstacles and trials.
谁把他遣送回家的？
Who sent him home?
教会。
The church sent him home.
他很有能力变成教会的一个 trouble maker. 教会说这没有用啊。
He is
到处碰壁，人家就是因为你，所以这个教会弄得乱七八糟，回家休息。是教会把他送回大树。
It was,
你看圣经。
He may be filled,
我们这一段跳过去，以为嚯、哦，马上很厉害，没有。
If you look closely into the after Paul was called, that the church actually sent him home because he was met with many difficulty and created a lot of chaos, and so therefore he was sent home to rest.
他一回去多久？
How long did he go home for?
快要十年了，你算算看。
Almost 10,
我们都把他忘记了，以为。
Almost 10 years, we have forgotten about all this.
他蹲在大树蹲了十年。
He was under the tree for 10 years.
Tarsus.
Huh? Oh, he was in Tarsus for 10 years.
他讲也对，大树有很大的一棵树啊。
Perhaps he is under a big tree in Tarsus.
到夏天很热，他当然要读圣经。到当时又没有冷气，到大树下面读圣经也是对的。
Perhaps he was studying the scripture, and it was very hot outside, and so he was reading the scripture in the shade of under the tree.
这样出来的。
And this is how Paul came out to work.
那摩西在这也一样。
And so likewise was Moses.
不是说神召你，你马上就。
It's not that God calls a person. He is very capable instantly.
神跟他说，谁造人的口？
And so God questioned him and said, Who gave you this mouth?
谁造你人的眼？
Who created the eyes?
谁让人耳聋，眼睛明亮？
Who gives you a hearing and gives you the light of your eyes?
摩西怎么说？
And how did Moses reply?
他说，你愿意打发谁就打发谁。
He said, whoever you want, you can send.
我们知道神要生气啊。
And then you see that God becomes angry.
为什么生气？
Why did God become angry?
你的口是我造的啊。Because, 你说你的口不行，表示说造你那个人是三脚猫啊。
Because your mouth has been created by my own creation. And now you're saying that your mouth is incapable, and therefore you are denying that the capability of me creating your mouth.
你做了一个程式，你花了很长时间日夜做完，你以为是全世界最好的。做完之后，那个你的程式跟你说：“你好烂哦，我看你很气。”
And if you spend a lot of planning and a lot of time in constructing an architecture, and you put all your effort, and after you've created it, you think this is a great work, but instead, other people look.
不是 people， 你的程式跟你说。
程式。
你的那个你不写那个 program 吗？
哦、oh, ，but the
电脑程式、啊。
Let's say you're writing a program, and the program.You create this master program, and then the program in turn say to you, say, oh, this program sucks.
你这样，你是谁的成品呢？
Because we are actually created by God.
神把你招来，对不对？
And so God calls us.
把你当宝贝的心啊。
And so God treats you as his precious stars.
把你当成儿女啊。
And God treats you like his children.
你唱说我不行。
And then you go over there and say, I can't do it.
我这个不行。
I can't do that.
我也无用。
Oh, I'm so useless.
你讲再讲无用，神说，我说你有用，把你招来要让你，我用你说你没用，气死那个招你的人。
And then God would become angry because he said, I call you here and I treat you as precious and I say you are usable, but you keep on denying and say you are unusable.
所以对我们来讲的话，
And so it's for us.
神已经招我们了。
God has called us.
给你的两个大鹰的翅膀啊。
And he has also given us these two great wings of eagle.
我们要珍惜。
And so we need to hold it precious.
我们每个人，你早上摸摸看翅膀在不在。
This morning, we wake up, you feel your shoulders, see if you have that wing.
你们可能听过一个大鹰的故事吧。
You may perhaps heard about the story of this great eagle.
有一只天鹰啊，在天上飞。
And this great eagle soars on the heavens.
他有一个自觉，他是属天的。
He has this instinct and feeling that he belongs to the sky.
天跟天很近。
And that he is very close with the sky.
但是他在飞的时候，他常看到那个转角呢，有一个那个曹老头呢，有一个香肠摊。
香肠摊。
卖香肠啊。
Oh, and then while he was soaring up on the sky, he see this old man, a vendor, and he was selling these tasty sausages.
哇，很香啊！
And he smelled it. And
有一些小麻雀在跳跳跳，那个老人哈，曹老头就。
And then there were some birds, small birds, by this vendor, and so he threw out his sausages for these birds to eat.
但是呢，有一些小鹰呢，去就吃他的香肠哎。
And then some small eagles went and also eat of his sausage.
那个老头就给他们吃啊。
And so this old man also fed these eagles with his sausages.
但是这个天鹰呢，飞过去，
but this,
也是很香啊。
But this eagle, this great eagle who belongs to the sky, also smelled of this great fragrance.
他都无动于衷。
But he was not affected.
他想说我是属天。
For he knows that he belongs in the sky.
我不吃这个曹老头地上香肠。
I will not eat of the food of this earth that this man is giving out.
一天两天三天十年，他有一天也想说，怪了，大家都在吃。
And so as days continue and passes by into years, that this great eagle observes and say, every other eagle is also eating this.
下去看看吧.
Perhaps I'll go and take a look.
哇,他一下去那个老头对他特别好啊。
And when he went down, and this old man came, with great welcome and warmth.
拿一条吧。
And gave him this great big sausage.
他吓一跳,为什么要给我?
And then he was surprised and said, why did you give this to me?
因为你是天鹰啊。
Because you are the eagle of the sky.
但是人间不是说没有白吃的午餐吗?
But isn't there a saying that there is no meal for free?
没有关系。
But the man...
小的毛一根就好了。
But then the man said, it's okay. I just want one a piece of your feather from your from you.
天鹰翅膀一展,
and so this great eagle spread out his two great wings.
当然这边毛比较小嘛, 蓝只小毛就好了。
And so because the one on his armpit may be a smaller feather, so therefore he gave him this man this feather.
他吃下去,
and so he ate the sausage.
力量更大,
and he felt that, oh, he is filled with power.
那一天他好像 飞高过以前的10公尺高
And so he feels like he's able to even soar higher upon the sky.
当然他在吃的时候心里有点难过就是了。
Although when he was eating it, he feels a little guilty.
他想说等一下会不会吐。
He was thinking, maybe I'll vomit a little later.
会不会等一下脚抽筋。
Or that my legs may cramp up.
没有啊。
But it didn't.
脚也没抽筋, 头也没痛。
I did not have headache and my feet was not cramping up.
好像又飞得更高。
And so, but it seems even that I'm able to soar even higher.
但是总是有点怪怪的就是。
But then he just feels there's something weird or strange.
以前不要的, 看为说这个是属地的, 怎么现在吃它一根呢?
Because it felt before I observed this and I said, this belongs to the earth and I will not touch it, but now I'm here eating it.
啊, 不管了, 再飞吧。
And then he feels, ah, forget it, let me not think about it, let me continue to fly.
但是不久了。
But not long after, a thought came to his head.
虽然心里有点难过,有点内疚,但是那种吃香肠的感觉还是不错啊。
He said, although I feel this little guilty inside, but actually the enjoyment when I was eating of that sausage is so good.
啊,再去看看吧。
Let me go take another look.
那个老头说, 哇, 等你好久了,怎么现在才来?
And that old man said, oh, I have not seen you for so long, I've been waiting for you.
天鹰还是有点害羞害羞的说，讲不出来嘛。
And this eagle of the sky was a little embarrassed and didn't know what to say.
啊，自己给他拔吧。
He say, "All right, I'll stretch out my one wing, and you can pick a feather."
一年两年了。
After 1 year and two.
去的次数多了。
He continued to visit and becomes more frequent.
后来不吃也不行了。
And then he become addicted.
人在江湖身不由己嘛 你已经进入到那种状况了,你不做也不行嘛, 对不对?
And you fall into that situation.
我没有办法, 就是这样子啊。
You fall into that situation, you feel like I've been doing it and therefore I can't get out of it.
等到有一天,
until one day.
他吃下去最舒服的那一根, 啊,
he ate his most delicious sausage of all times.
享受在里面啊。
And he enjoyed himself totally in that sausage.
他心情也舒服起来。
And that he feels so enjoyable and comfortable.
因为他每次吃完他就飞起来了嘛。
Because every time he eats of it, he is able to fly.
这次他享受那里,他, 怎么飞不起来?
But this time he tried to fly, but he can't.
这时候那个老头一笑,
and then this
牙齿也爆出来了,眼睛也变绿了。
And then all of a sudden this old man laughed wickedly, and then his you can see his nasty teeth and
他说,
his green eyes. And then the eagle of the sky said, how can you be the devil?
魔鬼说,现在换你了。
And then the devil say, now it's your turn.
你这是秃毛鸡啊。
You are now going to be the meat of the sausage.
不是,他是秃毛。老鹰已经吃到肥得像一只肥鸡,那这只肥鸡又毛又没有,不是一只秃秃的大肥鸡吗?
And so he's saying that now you are without feather, and you have gained so much weight.
现在轮到你来做香肠给下一次天鹰吃了。Therefore,
I will take you and use it as an ingredient for my sausage to entice other eagles.
我们的大鹰的翅膀有时候会掉。Sometimes
the wings of our own will also fall.
不是一天两天的。It
does not fall in a day or two.
魔鬼的口水一直在我们身后冲来。
The spit of Satan is constantly being spewed at us from behind.
世上的潮流,思想。
The flow of the world and the thoughts and the trend of this world.
从后面冲的,
continue to wash us from behind.
不是从前面。
It does not confront us directly.
我们基督徒很大的一个弱点在哪里？
What is the greatest weakness of our Christian?
在你的脚跟，你知道吗？
It is at our ankle.
创世纪就告诉我们了。
The Revelation tells us.
蛇，神造主的时候。
When the,
咒诅蛇的时候
in the book of Genesis, when God,
创世纪三章十五节
when God cursed the serpent in chapter 3,
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇
He said that I will be, you will be,
三章十五节
chapter 3 verse 15, you will be an enmity between, you and the woman.
你的后裔和女人后裔要彼此为仇，女人后裔要伤你的头，然后呢，你要伤她的脚跟。
And between your seed and her seed, you shall, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
妇人是踩月亮的，踏月亮。
The woman is able to step upon the moon.
神把撒旦践踏在你的脚下。
For God has crushed Satan under your feet.
这是正面的。
This is positive.
我们踩东西常常是很少人那什么那个什么。马后踢往后面踩的比较少啊，对不对？你有东西有什么臭虫，你很少人说臭虫在后面，你往后踩啊。
When we are about to crush some crawling insect on the ground，
又不是弱马，弱马再弱又有什么马后踢？我们不是，我是前踩。
When we are to crush some insect on the ground， we actually usually step forward， we do not step backwards to crush any。
魔鬼正面来了。
And so when Satan comes at us directly in front,
真的一定要有神的能力踩死魔鬼。
It's true that by the relying upon the power of God that we are able to crush Satan.
但是龙的口水从后面冲来的。
But this water, great water spew from the dragon comes from behind us.
你如果没有鹰的大翅飞啊，你不飞的话，冲到你的脚后跟就怎么样受伤了。
If we do not have this great wing of this of the eagle, then when the water hits our heel, it will hurt us.
因为它从后面来的。
Because it comes from behind.
所以，尤其我们在这样的一个世界里面。
Especially we living in today's society and world.
龙的口水在哪里？
Where is this flood of Satan?
就在纽约，就在伊丽莎白。
It's in New York. It's also in Elizabeth.
你出去就是了。
You go out and you will know.
嗯，到处都是。
It is all over the place.
就是世界的风潮。
It is the trend of this world.
属世的价值判断。
It is the judgment and our perceptive about the world.
这思想上面呢。
It's in the thoughts.
一直在冲我们呢。
It's continuously flooding against us.
但是我们有鹰的大翅膀。
But let us not fear, for we have the wings of a great eagle.
感谢神呢。
Thanks to the grace of God,
我们胜过了。
We are able to be victorious.
所以每天早上起来摸摸看翅膀在不在。
And so every day when we wake up and get up from bed, let us feel our shoulders, see if we have this wing.
如果你以前不小心吃过一根香肠就够了。
If in the past you have made this this mistake of eating that sausage, but one is enough.
等到你成为秃秃的飞机的时候就很难了。
Otherwise, it will be too late when one day we discover we lost all our feathers and we are just a fat chicken.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn. 470